If a Christian is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help him back onto the right path, remembering that the next time it might be one of you who is in the wrong. Share each other's troubles and problems, so obey our Lord's command. If anyone thinks he is too great to stoop to this, he's fooling himself. He is really a nobody. Let everyone be sure that he's doing his very best, for then he will have the personal satisfaction of work well done and won't need to compare himself with someone else.
Thank you. One thing that the Bible teaches us is that everyone is special to God. Each single one of us is special to God, and God loves us all the same. He doesn't love one person more than another. He loves us all exactly the same. And there is no one in the whole world who has ever lived or who will ever live who is the same as you or me. Just think about that. Each one of us is special. And how do we know this? I wonder how we know this. There's a feature about each one of us that confirms this to be true. Can anyone tell me what it is that confirms that each one is different from everybody else?
DNA.
Yeah. Let's go back a bit to before computers. Our fingerprints. Yeah. Our fingerprint. And if you look at those up on the screen, there's fingerprints up there. Could I ask those people whose fingerprint appears on that screen to stand up? Have a look round. Any of them look the same? No? Okay, thanks very much. They all look different, don't they? And that's true, that we are all different. And that proves our point. There have been millions and millions of fingerprints taken throughout the world. I think in the United States alone, they have something like 200 million fingerprints on record, on computer. And if you press your thumb with your first finger, then it makes your thumbprint stand out. And you can, if you rub it, if you just with your nail, you can feel little ridges, can't you? They're called friction ridges. And it's those which form the pattern of your fingerprint. And the use of fingerprints, anyone tell me what we use fingerprints for? Someone else, Josh. To trace criminals, don't we? We use them to trace criminals. And lots of criminals have been caught by fingerprint discovery and so on. Anything else? Can you think of anything else?
ID.
Yes, that's right. Put your fingerprint on we used to do it on a passport, didn't we? Peter. Is that what you have to do?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? All right. There you are. Did everybody hear that? You use your fingerprint to pay for your lunch at William DeFerrer's. You put your finger on a pad, which then reveals who you are, and you can then get your lunch. We use a... Yes, Sarah? There you are. Log on to the computer with your fingerprint. Yeah. Sometimes you have access to a building using either the palm of your hand, which has got these on, or using a fingerprint, don't you? So they have lots of uses, fingerprints, as well as being on the end of our thumb. But every fingerprint is different. Every person's fingerprint is different. No two fingerprints are the same. So we're all different. We're all made separate differently. But because we're all different, it's quite a stupid thing to worry about being different. We should be thankful that we're different. And we should be thankful to God that we're different. And it's silly to worry about being different to somebody else. When I was younger, I wished that I was like other people. I don't know whether you do, perhaps you do. But I wished, I would have liked to have been able to play football like Bobby Charlton. It was a long while ago, isn't it? It would be Wayne Rooney now, wouldn't it? I wished, if only I could be as clever as one of the bright people in the class, as clever as they were. Or I wished I could be as funny as my mate George. But, and perhaps you have some of these sorts of thoughts. Perhaps you wish you were something different, slightly different to what you are. But when I became a Christian in my early 20s, I was probably about 21, I started to read the Bible, and I came across the passage which we've just heard Josh read. And verse 4 particularly struck me. Could you bring that up, Michael, please? Let everyone be sure that he's doing his very best, for then he will have the personal satisfaction of work well done, and won't need to compare himself with someone else. He won't have the need to compare himself with someone else. And that was a great help to me. I didn't need to compare myself with other people. I didn't need to think like King Louis and want to be somebody else. I realized that God loves me as someone special and unique to him. The only person that we need to compare ourselves to is Jesus, and to try each day to become more like him. Let me just remind you of the words of the second prayer we had that Sarah read to us. Lord Jesus, help us to remember that you are always with us. Help us to do nothing that would upset you, and nothing which we would be ashamed for you to see us doing. When we are tempted, help us always to ask for your strength to do the right thing and resist the wrong thing. When we don't know what to do, help us to turn to you and ask for your advice. And when we are frightened or lonely, help us to feel that you are there, and to know that with you we don't ever need to be afraid. Help us to go through life with you as our friend and companion at all times. So let's remember three things which Michael's going to put up for us. Firstly, we do not need to want to be like someone else. Let's just be thankful that God has made us special to him. Each one of us is special to him. Not to worry unnecessarily, but to trust in God and live one day at a time. And then thirdly, to do our best in everything and try and grow more like Jesus. For he knows what's best for us and really wants the best for us. So if you can remember those three things, not to want to be like someone else, not to worry, and to do our best to be like Jesus, then we'll have a lovely, happy and successful life, I'm sure.